Welcome to the Sacred Fame Podcast. My name is Kasia Rashbal. Let's talk about gifts today. What are your gifts? How do you develop your gifts? How do you tap into them? One of the ways that I work with the Akashic Records is I host a membership community called the Akashic Records Alchemy Circle. And every week in Circle, people that are members put forth questions, and then I gather the information from the records and I share the answers with the members. Recently, everyone wanted to know about their gifts, and we had some beautiful answers come back from the records with some very interesting perspectives that I'd actually never really heard put in this way before. And so I wanted to share them just because I'm wondering if you've ever been curious about what your gifts are and how you can develop them. So let's get started. So what the Akashic Records have said is all of us have many different gifts. Right? We all want to know what makes us special, what makes us unique. Well, we all share access to many of the same gifts, many of the same talents and abilities, depending on what our focus is in life or in relationships or in our work, different gifts will come into play. Now, a gift doesn't necessarily mean something like being psychic or having remote viewing abilities. It doesn't have to be anything so spectacular. It can be simple, and it can be something that we do very naturally every day, almost like we take it for granted because we're so good at it. So really, first of all, the definition of gifts, depending on how you look at it, will change. Do you want to develop something that's a little more spectacular, like a psychic ability, then absolutely you can develop that as a gift. Or do you want to develop something that's a little more maybe mainstream, like being a very nurturing parent or a kind person? Those can also be considered gifts. Imagine your life as a pie with many different slices. How you define the slices will depend on your focus, right? So you could have a family slice, relationship slice, work slice, health slice, creativity, right? You can have all these different slices in your life pie. And depending on which slice you're focused on, that will activate various gifts inside you. And you can then develop those gifts even further. So one of the examples that was given in my membership community in the Alchemy Circle was being a nurturing parent. Having this innate ability to know what someone needs, whether it's the child or a friend or someone that you meet, in a grocery store, having that innate ability to hold space for someone for whatever it is they need in that moment. That's not necessarily something we all do naturally, but it's definitely something we could all develop if it's something that we want to develop. So our gifts depend on our focus. And when you're focused on work, for example, you will need different abilities that are activated than perhaps when you're at home hanging out with your family or your friends. So this is one perspective that I had never considered. I thought, if I have a gift, like, for example, intuition, right? Sharp intuition, being able to access psychic information, then wouldn't it play in all areas of my life? And perhaps, but not necessarily. And so we don't have to expect any of our gifts to be sort of pervasive in our life and permeate all areas of our life. The other really important piece that I've probably heard before from other sources, but it really landed with me, is the importance of opening your gifts for yourself first. Because when you think of, I have this gift, I should share it with the world, or how can I share it with the world? That is often a question that I get asked when I do readings with clients. What's my gift and how do I develop it and share it out there in the world? And what the record said is that unless we are comfortable opening a gift for ourselves and using it in our own life for ourselves, for our highest good, we won't necessarily be as successful sharing it out there in the world. It doesn't mean we won't be successful at all or that we'll struggle with it. No, but when we allow a gift to be for us first, we can nurture it, we can embody it, we can allow it to be who we are. And then just by being ourselves, that gift activates gifts in other people. So again, back to the example that I shared of being someone who is a natural nurturer. Or another example that was given was someone who has this innate joy, and the joy and the fun are a lens that they look through into life. And so they bring this beautiful energy of joy into everything they do and who they are. That energy activates other people's joy. Whether those people, you know, enjoy that or not is a whole other story. But being innately joyful or being innately nurturing allows the person who carries that to develop it for themselves first, right? To nurture their own energy, to find joy in their own self, in their own life, for themselves. Almost like when it's your birthday, for example, and there's a gift for you, you open that gift and you enjoy it for yourself, knowing it's for you. And then you might call a friend or loved one and say, hey, guess what I got for my birthday, right? That's the idea of being able to receive your own gift for you first. Now, this is really, really important because often, especially in our Western culture, we are taught to give our power away. Right? Life often will be so challenging or traumatic or dramatic. And we, like, our power will be taken away, whether when we were little or when we were older. And we learn to cope with this, right? We learn to look for answers outside of us. We learn to ask for, you know, what is it that makes me special? Or what is it that I need to do in order to be who I want to be, get what I want to get? Right, we look outside of ourselves. And when we think of our gifts and we want to develop the gifts we have, by opening them and nurturing them for ourselves first is a way of reclaiming our power. It's a way for us to empower ourselves and know that this gift is here within us, right? Our soul incarnated and this body that we live in has this ability, whether it's joy or the nurturing or intuition, whatever it is, right? Organization, whatever it is. When you allow yourself to claim that as something that's yours, it is so much easier to then take it out into the world and share it, right? Because you know it's yours. It's something that can't be taken away from you, and you don't have to give it away. You simply share it. It comes through you. Right? It comes through you, not from you. And so it's a distinction, a very powerful distinction, because if you're someone who has ever given your power away to caregivers, influencers, authority, rules, mandates, and you want your power back because it's your power, right? You are the only authority on you. And to make those powerful choices for yourself, for your highest good first, this is one way to do it, is whatever talents and gifts you have, whether you know about them or you're simply exploring what they are, remember to give themselves to you first. Open them for yourselves first. One way to start to discover what your gifts are, you know, we can definitely do a reading or look at some information like astrology or numerology, right? We can definitely look at that. But if you aren't ready for that, one way to look at what a gift of yours is would be to take a look at what are you so naturally good at that you take it for granted? That it just, like, people come to you and ask you for advice around a certain topic, or you're so good at doing a certain thing. That it's like second nature to you. You don't even think about it. You just do it. You just are that person who does this thing, who knows this thing, who is this person. That's a clue. That's a huge clue that is a gift for you. Whether or not you value it as a gift, that's a whole other story. You know, sometimes we have these natural abilities and we're like, well, yeah, but doesn't everybody have that? No, actually, no. You know, the example I gave of the person who is naturally joyful, I can tell you I'm not like that. I really have to focus and work at being joyful and nurturing that state of energy and state of being in my body, in my life. So for this person to have that just as who they are, it's something that they tap into naturally all the time. You know, it's, and maybe they take it for granted, I don't know, but not everybody is like that. And so if you are aware that you have something like that within you, your mind thinks a different way, or you bring a certain energy to every situation, or you can solve problems like that, where everything is just so simple to you in a certain way, that's a gift. And when you can look at that, and rather than take it for granted because it's so easy and natural to you, if you can be grateful for it, embody it as something that is unique and special about you. And by you accepting that as something that this is part of the reason why you're here, this natural ability, whether you've nurtured it and that's why it's natural, or it's simply something that you are or something that you do, it's actually part of your purpose. It's part of who you are and why you're here. So when you accept it, and when you realize that it's easy for you for a reason, it just becomes easier to share it again, right? And just by you accepting that about yourself, and by holding the frequency or the energy of that skill or that ability inside you, you are helping the world. You don't have to do anything with it. You simply are the person who carries joy, and that raises the frequency and the amount of light that is present for everyone. So whatever comes easily to you, you could sit down and write out all the things. You know, this is easy for me. This is easy for me. Have I accepted this as something that is a gift? Have I recognized this as a gift? And the last thing I want to say that the records underlined is that when you focus on your own gifts, when you begin to allow yourself to open them for yourself, when you accept them, claim them as a talent that you have, as something that makes you, you. Not everyone's going to agree with that, right? Not everyone's going to like that, because of that conditioning and that programming that we have in our Western world of, you know, if you're good at something, you just give it away, right? If it's a talent you have, you should just give it away. And it's pervasive in the healing community of if it's a natural thing that you do where you can help people heal, you should just give it away. It's not spiritual to charge money for that. And that's crap. That's BS. It's not true, right? It's not true. And so when you start claiming your gifts for yourself first, and then if you choose to take them out into the world, not everyone's going to enjoy the way you do that. Not everyone's going to agree with you. And that's okay. Sometimes, and this is what the Akashic Record said, is that when we have a gift that we have accepted, that we know is ours, that we are nurturing and developing, that frequency then activates other people. It, you know, if, for example, with the joyful person, right? Sometimes if someone's really angry or hurting, joy is actually a frequency that they can't be around easily. And so it activates the potential for joy in them, but they may not be willing or able to receive it yet in that moment, but it plants a seed, and that's enough, right? So by opening our gifts for ourselves, claiming them for ourselves, accepting them that they are our natural ability is enough. We don't have to beat other people over the head with our gifts. We don't have to take them out into the world. Just by embodying them, we are planting seeds in the world. So I'm curious to see and to hear back from you what your gifts are. What comes so naturally to you that you've taken it for granted? And are you ready to claim it as your own gift and open it up for yourself even more? Can't wait to hear from you how things shift for you when you do that, because they will. They absolutely will. Thanks so much for joining me. If you enjoyed the content, please comment and subscribe and share it with someone who you think needs to hear this message. And I will see you next time.